Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and we're back again live. Can you believe it? This is probably more shows than I've done all year. Just it's because of this woman right here,
That's
Tracy
right.
Mahan. She's got
I
the
need to just get a poker stick in this,
yeah.
in my over here. Yeah.
I'm
Oh,
gonna
you
call
know what? I could
it.
just use,
Yeah, what is it that
I
you
could use
have?
one of these.
Cattle prod. Yeah. There you go. Is that a crystal prod?
Yeah.
I like
That
that.
crystal prod. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she uses on me, and that gets me
This is, yeah.
organized is the main thing.
Julia, we're going to do a live show and I'm going to clear your energy while we do it. See? It works. Dual purpose.
Actually, it cleared yours.
No, I needed it. Oh, nice. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway, so we are here and we're so glad you're here. Always exciting, always fun. You never know what's going to happen. And tonight, that's definitely for sure because I am letting them be completely in charge. And I like to do that every once in a while. They like to do it every once in a while to test my faith and trust. And so it's fun to do just to see what happens.
I think they test your faith and trust the moment you said, "Yeah, Tracy, I'll do another show with you."
And then her next question, okay, what's it going to be about? I don't know. We will see.
Turned
Anyway,
out neither one of us really knew, so that's good. That's
yeah,
good. We're
but
on the same
they
page.
did give guidance. They were to, and that's why I was asking them those questions earlier in the week because that was them saying, well, she's got this. And then you kept trying to steer away from it. And it was like, no, this is it. Why are you trying to go away?
We're going to go there because, yeah, it actually has been a very popular energy that's been coming through. So when we get to that, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've got some, and what stirred this for me, and everybody's probably going, what are they talking about? I'll let you, I realize we're in the middle of a conversation here that we've been having. So, and I probably need to kind of
Clarify.
look out here, but they were telling me, yeah, she's like, okay, let's hear the story. Anyway, but like I said, Tracy, was like, okay, what are we going to do on the show? What do we want it to be about? And sometimes we have actual ideas and we go with those. It
You say that with such surprise.
is
Sometimes
a
we have
surprise because
ideas.
most of the time I am actually just, they're in charge. I mean, that's how I run everything. That's how I do most everything. They're in charge. They'll tell me what to talk about. I mean, this is what's important. This is what somebody needs to hear. This is what, and it's wonderful. They're very spontaneous. I actually prefer those kind of shows to the very structured. And at 1:05, we talk about this, and at 2:05, we talk about
You
this.
won't get that with me. I
No.
might say, let's try talking about this, but then we know
Yeah.
whatever happens next is beyond us.
Exactly. And what started, I'm trying to think if there's anything else besides this. I've been getting a lot of different messages from actual physical people. Okay, not, I get them both ways. So I get other realm and then physical. And there's been a lot of talk about inner earth and things with that. And then also, I was doing a show earlier in the week with Alexis Brooks with Higher Journeys Radio. You remember, you met her.
I saw that come out on, yeah, I saw it posted, so I was
Yeah.
excited about that. Good
Yeah, we
deal.
had a really good time. It was a really good show. And she was bringing up some different topics. One was the backdrop people, and then another one was
Ooh, that would be
parallel
so.
universes. Yeah, and the
Let's
parallel
talk about
universes. And so we
them.
were talking about all these different things, and it was like, that's what felt like we should continue. Not necessarily continue those subjects, maybe, if we wanted to, but definitely continue along that thought line of these different things. And so
Yeah.
that's where they were telling me that. You, Tracy, had some things coming up recently or came up recently in your sessions that would be wonderful topics to talk about. And then that's where you said, oh, as a matter of fact, I
But if we're going to talk background people, then I have an experience to talk about from my trip to Spain. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, why don't we just start with that then? I mean, that, I guess it's something
Once upon a time, long, long ago, about 2 weeks.
seems like forever ago.
Yeah, it seems like forever, and yet it seems like yesterday. So we were walking around Barcelona, and there, all I kept thinking is there's so many people. There's so many people. And, I mean, that kept repeating in my head to the point where it became noticeable that why do I keep saying that? Why am I noticing that? Yeah. And I was having that conversation when I got back from Spain about how I felt like those were the background people because they would not make eye contact. Wow. They would not make facial expressions. Most of them would technically come across as rude, you know, just like they did not recognize other people. They just kept walking. They did their thing like little robots.
They were in their space.
Yeah.
They were
and
spaces.
They were filling in, and there was a lot of them. Oh my gosh, there were so many people. But it was true. It was like they were just there to fill in the space, and they were doing their walking. I would make eye contact with them because that's what I do, and I smile at people or whatever when I'm passing them, and they blink and moving on. And I just thought, man, people out here are really just kind of rude. And then it dawned on me they were background people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Mom, Dolores Cannon, came up with this theory. She first started seeing it or it was explained to her in some sessions. And then it was continuing because it was a beginning theory that is just really strange. And it takes a little while to wrap the head around. And we still don't know all of the ins and outs about most things. But this one is one that's really out there. So it's... and that's what we were discussing was what are the possibilities. But backdrop or background people, it's like, think of, you know, our lives are like a play or they're a movie, you know, and in a movie you have your main characters, but then you need some fill-in people or extras just to fill the scene in. And mm-hmm. we're the creators of our worlds, of our lives, of our plays, our movies. So... that's what we're doing. We have our main characters, but then we needed some fill-ins. Apparently, you needed a lot of fill-in there.
Oh, my goodness, a lot. There were so many people everywhere. I'm like, why is there so many people? Yeah, lots of people.
And that's the thing, is it's a creation, but they're actual. I mean, what we got in the further data was that they're real. It's just that it's like an elemental almost or something. They're filling in the space, and it's they don't go through the same structure. I don't know if that's a word or not. The same evolution, would that be a word? I mean, maybe eventually they can, but at this point they're fill-ins for the main characters. And so they progress on their own, in their own way, in their own timelines. And see, that's part of it that I'm still trying to get my head around is, you know, the first time I heard about this, I was thinking, well, we must all be background people for each other.
For someone, yeah.
Yeah, in some ways. But they were saying, no, that's not the case, that these are actually specific roles. Like, these are extras, you know, these are roles. So that's the part that I'm still working with, is all of that. Anyway.
Well. Yeah, and it would be cool to have some of that unraveled and have more information on that, because it is kind of like they're a blank slate, but they are real people, like you said. You know, you're not going to walk through them. They will bump into you. They are a physical energy right here.
Right. But, and there again, we go back as to what that is.
Yeah.
You know, what is, you know, it appears physical, just as physical as we are, but we're all energy. So it's just a different level. I don't like that word, level of energy. It's just a different frequency.
Program, frequency.
Something like that. Yeah, it's like, this is their role.
Yeah.
And it's just pretty much it. This is their role, is to play this, and then you're bouncing off of them. They're filling in your scene. And I was always wondering, it's like, well, they must be the leading character in theirs, right? And that's the part I haven't gotten a clear answer on, because that makes sense to me.
Hmm. That is a big question. I'd like to be like, yeah, that makes sense. But You know, we don't know what we don't know.
Exactly. And that's what we find out every day through, well, through our, the sessions, but also just through life. I mean, we more and more keeps being disclosed to us, you know, just in our everyday life as that veil thins or as we just get more and more attuned and everything and in alignment, we receive more information. But the biggest thing, the biggest constant that I constantly get, the information I constantly get is, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're just barely scratching the scratch of the scratch of the surface.
You think you know, and then you go, oh, I didn't know. But what about this thought? If these are background people for you, could they actually be other aspects of you playing these roles for you?
That's a good thought. I mean, good theory. I would think definitely yes if you have interaction, because then they're acting as a maybe a mirror or something. You put them there, but otherwise they're just kind of there. I mean, it's like if they're not doing any characteristics that you need benefit of. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. This is what we do, by the way, when we talk to each other.
So welcome to our table, our what is that, fireside chat here?
Yeah, the fireside chat, where we pick each other's brains with our random thoughts. And
right.
That's what, the random thought fire chat, maybe? I don't know.
There we go. I like that.
So,
that
could be
before the next one. So that's where, anyway, and then, so are you saying you've got some more things on inner earth? Because when I said that, your eyes really lit up and...
Well, you said inner earth, and it seems like a lot of inner earth beings or inner earth connections are happening in the sessions. So I haven't actually, there hasn't been a connection of communication with them, just they're acknowledging that they are there, and the client acknowledging that they felt like they've been having inner earth connections with groups that are living within the earth.
Okay, so when you say they feel like they're having inner earth connections, can you expand on that or elaborate what that means?
Probably. So I'm trying to think of, so with QHHT, I haven't had anybody do that, but with readings, I actually had a session yesterday where it was pretty cool. There was a lot of Bigfoot going on there. We have Bigfoot, fairies, dragon energy, wizard, and the guy I was working with, he stops in the middle of it and he goes, you got to see this. And he pulls his sleeves up and he's showing me all these tattoos, and it's everything I just listed off.
Wow.
So it was really cool to have the confirmation that that's around him, and he's so aware that it's around him that it's tattoos on his body. And he's probably listening. So hello. So we were looking at what councils is he connected to, and the one that ended up coming in and communicating with him yesterday was the Mantis Council, which that one comes in a lot lately,
and we're going to talk about that one too.
Those guys are because we got stories to share with that, but there was also the Ashtar group. Oh, you know what? They did have messages. Sorry, I forget some of these until I get into them. They're not my messages, so they kind of leave.
That's what happens, everybody. You understand if you receive messages.
Yeah, when they're not yours, you don't hang on to them. But the Ashtars came in, and then there was a collective of groups that showed up for his session or his reading there, and there was... one of the ones they were showing me were these littler, I was referring to the Men in Black movie, the first one where he opens the door and the little ones are getting the coffee and they're funny and obnoxious, those guys. Right. They're about that size with kind of the same appearance, so it was the closest thing I could give for a reference.
Right.
And these energies were working with the biology of the physical human body and with the telepathy to help bring in more of that connective consciousness. And see, I remember more than I thought I did. So they were quite interesting because I hadn't seen these ones before, but they were smaller. They were kind of thin like those ones on Men in Black. And But yet they were very talented, but they would talk really fast, and their information would come in really fast. So that was a little bit overwhelming. And then we ended up switching over to the mantis because the mantis they had things to do. So we went that direction. But definitely have been having some crazy experiences with the mantis beings right now. So I'm guessing that they're coming in a little, either this is new for me to pick up a new level of what I'm doing, or it's new for the planet where they're going to come in a little stronger right now. But they're very telepathic, and so I know we're all being worked on in that level right now.
They're highly intelligent and and telepathic, and so did they give you a message?
Yeah, the mantis had been playing with me. So I've had them come in a couple of times since I've talked to you last. The first time they came in, I went to bring in the channel of them, and next thing I know, I'm sitting in their body. And I was like, and their eyes are closed though, but I know I'm in their body. I can feel the movement of them. And I was asking them, why can't I see anything? And they said, well, I have my eyes closed because I don't want to overwhelm you. And I said, well, what's happening? And they said, we're channeling you. I said, oh, okay. I get it. I get it. They're showing me, I'm always bringing them in to house in here. And so they were showing me what that was like to be the one channeled versus channeling. So that was kind of cool. And I'm assuming there will be a little bit more of that because I'm not sure why they would just do that one event. But I don't know what kind of information they're going to get out of me. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, what can you tell us about that last Netflix series? And I'll be like, I'm on it. I got you. I know what happens. They left us with a cliffhanger. You won't believe this. But anyway, so that happened. But yesterday's session, the mantis came back, and oh my gosh, the healing work they were doing. I always had my experiences with them had been more of the telepathic stuff, the high vibration, the high intelligence that they bring in, information. These ones brought him into a healing space, and they were using a luminescent, icy blue color, and it was just flowing and moving energy out that needed out and bringing in new frequencies to come in. And actually, I did post that one. If anyone wants to listen to it, it's on my YouTube page. I don't remember what I labeled it. It's one of the last two that I've just gotten posted up there. So go to Tracy Mahan, QHHT, and it's on there. It is the one that has a little mantis picture on it that says "Healing with the Mantis." I think you'll figure it out. But yeah, so that's just a little background story around that particular video on there. So.
You said something about they're doing a lot with with the because I interrupted you, I didn't shift it completely, but just a little bit, but you were on the mantis. And you were saying something about there's a lot of work right now going on, like in whatever they're doing and stuff. What were you
There,
saying there?
my impression with it, I think we're talking about the oneness consciousness there,
Okay.
getting us ready for that. A lot of people are trying to understand what is this collective consciousness. The question that came out yesterday was, what happens to free will when you become a collective? And it was a good question. I would like to go deeper into that question with one of these channels. We got a little bit of an answer yesterday. Basically, when you raise your vibration up to the point where you can be in a collective consciousness, you still have free will, but you will have no desire to do anything that would hurt your collective. So,
Because you have an understanding of oneness.
yeah, because you have the understanding and you have that love and you have that unity feeling. And I've had people, and I know that you've heard of this as well with the QHHT sessions, with all of it, where people experience that collective consciousness. They go back to that, and
Very
every
overwhelming.
time I ask them, every time I ask them, what's that like? It's like going home, and they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And it's
Love and
beautiful.
crying, and it's just all this love. It's just profound love.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so when we can get people to get that experience again, then they're looking forward to going back to that. I think our ego gets in the way sometimes where we're like, well, if we're a collective, then what happens to me as an individual? Well, you're still an individual, very much so. But you're not going, you're going to be able to understand the frequency of the person next to you. You know, you're going to know if they're hurting or happy or whatever, and you're going to know how to help them if they are hurting. So it's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be amazing. But, you know, when we're in that high vibration, there probably won't be somebody sad next to you because you're in a high vibration. So,
right. Now, something I was thinking about when you said that they're working on us with this is because I've been hearing about, you know, I had this happen like the end of last year and quite a ways into the year where I was having a lot of vertigo and things like that. And it was just sometimes it was pretty hard to work with. But now it's better. Now I have just a little bit when I lay down at night. It's just very slight. And I had gotten it. It was something to do with frequency shifting or shifting something. And yeah. That's what someone had told me today, that they're having these issues right now. And they were told that the brain's being rewired. It's essentially kind of an overhaul, essentially, of the brain to wake it where it can be on this higher frequency. So I wonder if others... You know, if you're having these issues, that's a lot of that happening, especially if we have beings helping us.
Vertigo, what a great way to explain it. It is like that. And I know you and I were talking on the phone once where I told you I almost fell out of the chair because I started spinning. And I was just like, it didn't stop. And I'm like holding on. Mm-hmm. But it is. Yeah, they're working on us learning more about that. I guess the empath or being that connected. The telepathy is, that's a big one. When we get that figured out, there won't be any lying. You can't lie to somebody that's tapped in.
I think that's what it's mainly working on. It's really going to make that intuitive ability really coming through stronger. Yeah. I mean, like we already have these things coming in, and it's like, can you imagine getting even stronger? So that's what they're saying, is you don't have a clue. You know, it's like... You think this is great, and it is great, but it's like it's nothing compared to where it's going.
Right. Yeah. And yet it's so much further than where we were.
Absolutely. And that part, you've got to go back and then look back forward to here to see just how far we've come. We're just going through it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like as big a jump as we've made.
And what I tell people when they go through QHHT or they go through the Ascension thing, when they get their awakening, they get their activation, whatever you want to call it, when the frequencies shift for them in this session, a lot of times it's so subtle that they won't even realize it happened till like you're saying, you're sitting there and you're looking back going, wow, I do things a lot different than I did 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 2 days ago. Yeah. But so it's kind of like riding a bicycle. You know, you're a kid, you ride the bicycle goes in the garage, it sits there for years, you go back out, you grab it, you jump on, you ride the bike. You forgot that you hadn't ridden it for so many years, and yet you got on like you never forgot how, and so you forgot that you hadn't even done that. And that's kind of what these memories are like. You're remembering, but you may have forgot that you hadn't done this for the last 3 lifetimes, whatever, you know, and so, but yet it's there like it's always been there.
So, that's what I was saying, it's just a matter of us remembering.
Mm-hmm.
The memory. So it's just picking it back up, and it might be a little rusty at first, but you'll pick it up very quickly because it is something that you've done before. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Completely familiar. You know, you just got to exercise the muscle a little bit.
Exactly. And for some of you guys, it may not even be, you may just start doing it and not realize it
that
you're doing it. Yeah. Yeah. Until you stop and think, when did I start doing that?
Yeah.
You know, or where did I learn that information?
And some of it is because some of these things are just knowing, and that's, you know, so you're not getting anything that would kind of physical with it. It's just, you just know something and you don't know how you know, but it's right.
Yeah.
And that's the trusting yourself, is you've got the answers. Just trust that. If you know something, you know that you know that you know, you know.
You know?
Go with it. Then just start trusting.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one, is to trust yourself.
That's the tricky one sometimes, though. You know, we do get ingrained as society to doubt ourselves, so... That's a powerful thing, too.
Now they're coming in. Okay.
There they go.
Yeah, they're saying, well, it's like a soapbox. Okay, so here it goes. It's like nobody knows you better than you. So stop going outside of yourself for advice, information, anything. Somebody telling you how to live your life, somebody telling you about you. Go, you know you.
Yes.
Stay within. You have all the answers. Trust what you're getting. And I know, like when this stuff first started with me, and I'd still do it from time to time. Sometimes it's like you're getting a second opinion or something. It's just confirmation for what you're getting. And someone told me that once. I said, "But I already know all this." They said, "Yes, you do know this. This is just confirmation." So, and then that was helping me to start learning to trust what I was getting.
Yeah.
And so that's the biggest thing. As we trust ourselves, oh boy, they're showing me a strength of humanity, a strength with the earth, a strength that is just unshakable. It's about stop, because when we go to the outside all the time for our answers, for our advice, for our anything, we're giving our power away, and we don't always see it that as what we're doing. But that's what we're doing because we have everything within us. We just learn and trust that we can take care of ourselves.
Right. Okay, so I have somebody on Facebook. If you guys want to chat with us, you can, and you're on my Facebook page, go to the post I have about the show, the very top one, and you can ask questions there. I'm going to post the Mantis Healing. I will warn you guys, I'm speaking light language in there that I hadn't spoken before, so
Probably man language.
there's a lot of noise. I have to tell you, I didn't even post that one on my Facebook page because I was like, I'm not so sure I'm ready to share that broad yet. I put it on my YouTube page, but it is a little bit awkward when you're making sounds and noises and chattering and making clicking noises, and there was all kinds of weird things going on. But that's on there now, so if you guys want to go see how weird it gets, that it's on there. But one of the things they told me, and the reason I did post it, is because whatever healing was being provided through that frequency, if you are a match for that healing, you will get it. And there was beautiful healing for restoring the body. This particular person had been exposed to Agent Orange, and we were extracting the toxins from the body, extracting the damage from the body that had been caused from the exposure. So, toxins, anything like that in your body, this could clear it for you. Each person will respond differently to it, I'm sure,
Absolutely.
but
And if you want to, that happens with so many things. That's like in the classes, we'll get healings just by you sitting in the class and maybe even watching a session that's happening there or something. There's healing energy going around. It's yours for the taking as well. And it's just, if you want to receive it, just receive it. And so that's what they're reminding. It's like if you want to do that while you're listening to that, be open and be willing to receive. Just allow it to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So there was one of the other things with that session that happened was he wanted to bring his dog into the healing
Okay.
space since we're talking about this one. And so he brings the dog in, and right away it was like channeling that dog. And so all of the ailments that we were going to work on started to show up. It's an older dog. But then once the dog felt like it was like, okay, we're done with that, then all of a sudden I'm out touring the property that he lives on, and it was really fascinating to feel the energy of a dog and how hyper aware they are. I had no idea. They have keen hearing and smell and stuff, but the eyesight, I mean, like they would catch any little movement, and it was like I felt myself moving my head like, what was that? What was that? And
Cool.
oh, it's a squirrel, squirrel. And I think it was a squirrel now that you say that, because it was off in the woods, climbed up a tree. And then this dog just it just loved the property, and it was showing me that, and it loved the client too, and it was showing me how it was showing me how it knows when daddy's home, kind of a thing. And it was like, oh, this is so cool. And I'm talking him through that. And that video is also up there. But the best part was when I feel like I'm standing on the property and I'm looking up into this tree and I see an owl. Right. And I was like, oh, there's an owl. And then the dog is telling me that's my friend. And I was like, oh. So I tell him, the dog's introducing me to the owl. It's his friend, apparently. And he goes, oh, yeah. He knew about it. He knew that the owl was there, and he knew that the dog loved, you know, that the dog had a thing for this owl. And so apparently this dog communicates with the owl, but that story's in there, too. So that one's kind of a fun one, but they did healing work on the dog and with that icy blue illuminated color. And then we went on a tour and the fairies came in and fun stuff was happening. So,
oh yeah. Well, you're still seeing that through the dog's eyes, the fairies. Yeah. That would make sense because they see through the dimensions.
Yeah.
So they can see them. Oh, how cool.
Right. And he had a lot of Bigfoot around him. And one of the Bigfoot, not that dog, but the second dog, because he has two wolfhounds. And so the second dog, when I tuned into that one was kind of more like the, I want to run and play. I want to chase the chickens. I want to, you know, cause mischief. And one of the Bigfoot likes this dog. And I said, I have a feeling that you're not the only, you know, that your dog is cheating on you with a Bigfoot. And he goes, well, that makes sense because that one will take off into the woods for a while and not come back. And I was like, okay, that's good confirmation too, because this one was a younger male Bigfoot. It was still an adult, but it was a younger male Bigfoot that just totally enjoyed this dog. And so I'm guessing it's calling the dog and that's why the dog takes off.
It was
kind of cool to see all of that too. Like they would run around in the woods together and play. So some fun sessions. Mm-hmm. They've been fun. And they can be fun like that, even with the healings and stuff that are going on. And
that's just it. It's like anything's possible. And that's what's shown in all these different kinds of sessions is that. It's like,
yeah.
That's what I mean. There's so much that we aren't aware of. We hear of these things. But here, through these kinds of things, we can actually see them. And that keeps opening up our minds and our eyes so that we can start seeing them in the conscious state.
Yes.
Just getting
exactly.
us used to that. Because it's that whole belief thing. If we don't believe it, you know, and we don't believe we can see them, we're not going
we're
to
never,
see
them. Yeah, we're not going to see them. But I did have a cool, I'm going to go with a QHHT, and I got permission today to share this one, so I'm excited. But this one was when we went into the lifetime, she went into, I guess, what I would call particles of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And those particles of consciousness were in space looking through a sphere that overlooked the construction of pyramids. Now, I think the more I ask the questions, I could not get it narrowed down necessarily that it's the pyramids on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it would appear that way. But I kept trying to involve that, and I think I just frustrated people with those questions. But I really wanted to know, and I think I did eventually say, is this Earth? But it was implied that it was Earth. But the way that they were building them, the communication between the consciousness particles could communicate with the leaders of this group that were building the pyramids, mm-hmm. all of this stuff. And I'm hoping that I can clean up the audio quality enough to actually make that a clip to put on as well. But she went through the creation of the pyramids. I asked what the pyramids were being built for, and she said that they appear to be a resting place. So like for the souls to go until they are retrieved or whatever. I know that's evolved a little bit more in the recording, but that's been a little bit ago. So again, my memory. and then, but I asked, what are you?
and you know, and then she describes the particles of light and consciousness, and she says, I'm a seer. I'm the seer. I'm looking over these projects, making sure they get done correctly, because they're going to be very important for the future. And I ask, you know, I'm asking what's important about that for the future. And then it was hard to get the information again. So some of that got a little bit evolved in the thing. And again, I have three, she went to three different seer lifetimes. So I'm getting, I don't want to get them mixed up. So watch for that video. Hopefully it'll come out. But they were building them. This much I do know. They were building the pyramids, not so much for the time frame they were in, but for something that was going to be happening in the future.
Okay.
And so, so there was that. And then she went, moved her forward. She ends up going into another life where she was the seer in a physical body, uh-huh, and could morph into things. So shapeshift. So that was a fun one to do as well. And then there was a third one. I can't remember off the top of my head what the third seer lifetime was. I believe that one was out of body again. But it just goes to show you that when you take those limits off and let go of your belief systems, even just a little bit, what you can, you know, what happens in these sessions. So,
absolutely. And what I'm guessing, because we had three lives and they're all going to as seers, they're, was the message that, I mean, was it trying to show her that she is a seer?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. That would be the only thing that makes sense. When they do things repetitive like that, there's a reason, it's a pattern, it's showing it's something that, so there was that maybe a question of hers, as if she had these abilities?
One of the things was that she wasn't, I'm trying to make sure that I'm keeping confidential what I need to.
Right.
There's a belief system of, did I have any lifetimes on this, on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she wanted to know, what is her involvement? Why is she here on Earth? And was there anything else with Earth, any other involvement with Earth, I think would be a good way to put that.
Yeah.
And so she was seeing that she had been a seer of projects that have happened on Earth, and that she had been in a physical body before, but it wasn't Earth. It was a planet that was like Earth.
Uh-huh.
See, I love it as you help me evolve these. I kind of remember a little bit more. Yeah. It was one of the collective consciousness planets. Mm-hmm. So it would be what we would assume 5D New Earth is going to be. She was describing a place like that. And she would be the seer. She would walk among the people and she would observe and she would check in on their energy to make sure their frequencies were where they needed to be in this realm. And if they weren't, she would be able to shift into their energy field and raise them up. Oh. And so it was kind of cool. I wish I could remember what her third one was.
I have a feeling that's a lot of her stuff to do now.
Yeah. Yep. I know that the third one wasn't very pleasant. It was a lower frequency or a heavier frequency planet and experience, and I can't remember that one. But she definitely does that kind of stuff in this reality now, and does a lot of uplifting with people and has an amazing story. So yeah, we're lucky to have her on the planet, as I feel that way about everybody when I meet them. But
well, absolutely, because like we said before, I mean, this planet would not be the same.
No.
Everybody, you know, so we need each and every person doing your thing. And yeah, many times your thing is being, because you have so much wonderful energy that comes from you that helps raise everyone and the planet. So,
yeah.
Do your passion, do what you love, and then that helps you just keep expanding your energy, your beautiful, beautiful energy.
Very much so. Okay, so we have, Rhonda is asking, I thought the pyramids were there for the energy grids, and they were definitely built on energy grids. The thing that I couldn't get a solid answer on was, is this planet Earth that you're seeing the pyramids built on? So no matter how many ways I would ask that question, I couldn't get a solid answer for that one. So I can't say that it, and my gut feeling is we were not on Earth when we were looking at that. My gut, the way she was describing it, it was not an Earth realm. It was a different, it was another reality that was like Earth. So I would say it's not the pyramids that we have here. But, and a lot of what she was, the story she was telling with that mirrored one that I had had a couple of years ago, personally, when I went through a QHHT where I was an oracle, and the pyramid served the same kind of purpose that she was talking about, which was different than what the pyramids here serve. So I'm going to have to say, I think that wasn't even an Earth planet. Now we have Kathy asking, she says, hi, Tracy and Julia, how can I clear blocks around traveling? I can't because I don't have enough time or money, and who will take care of my cats, etc. Ooh, that's a good question, Julia.
Well, on one hand, I hear her saying, how can I clear these? On the other hand, I hear her placing these. So
yeah.
just stop putting them there, because you just made all of your blocks right there yourself. I hope you see
affirming
that.
Them. Doing it.
Nobody else is doing that but you. You're the one that's saying, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, how I don't have the money. I can't join anybody to look at my cats, things like that. So you're creating your own blocks. If you'll just leave it open, it's possibilities. It's like, you know, somehow this can be done.
Yeah. I'm an example of that, but she knows my story too. So, yeah.
And then just be open to what happens, you know, and just follow it through. But as long as you keep saying, don't have this, don't have that, can't have this, never will, never will, you know, you're placing your own blocks. That's you doing that. So only you can change your language.
Yeah, and let's have her do that right now. Kathy, out loud, I want you to say, it's really easy for me to travel, and feel where the resistance is in your body when you say it, because I could feel it when I said it with her behind that.
Yeah,
there's resistance there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So find the resistance, and then just, I would say, call in your angels to help clear that resistance, because it is there.
They're coming through. It's like, it's just saying, you know, so many times we say, I want to do something. I really want to do something. But then we do this. It's like, maybe you really don't want to do it, you know, and it's something in you is like, well, you know, so that's where maybe that resistance, but it's like, there's something, there's a tug of war going on there, where it's like, you think you want to, but then you keep placing these blocks in there. So that your actions are more telling than your words. The actions are saying, maybe there's something, are you afraid to travel?
It's around her heart.
Yeah, okay. And so look at those things. And that's what you're getting at by looking at the resistance is, you know, it's like, because, and that's what always, the actions are always louder than words.
Let's ask her another question. First answer that pops into your head, this is like a game show. Just bring in that first
she
answer.
She does it to me all the time.
Anyone that talks to me knows I'll do this. Okay, here's the question, Kathy. What is the first age, the earliest age that pops into your mind around that heart feeling the resistance? Did you get an answer? Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
Okay. We'll see what she says. Meanwhile, I got another one. Okay. I hope that this was intended for the show, because it's sent in a private message, so I'm going to read it anyway. I have a question for you. If someone you love has passed on, are they working on this as well, or do they already have it?
Working on what? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a good general answer, and that we never stop working on things. And so when we pass on, we're just at a, you know, it's a different frequency. Each time we're growing and evolving. And so now we're just evolving and doing more in a different place, a different plane, really. We're here, we're doing it in the physical realm, there we're doing it in the spirit realm, but we're always working and evolving ourselves.
Good answer. All right, I see some little bubbles happening. That usually means someone's writing, so we're going to get to the bottom of this for Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun, though. Oh, let's see if we got that answer. Oh, raising our frequency. So I think you answered that right? When the person passes? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they
I think
go.
We're always working on that, aren't we?
Always. We're always working on that. And then, and that's why they say, you know, like, you'll have different places in the spirit realm that you go. You go to where your frequency is vibrating. And you're always working on that. Like, we come into a life and we're working ourselves. And then we go back to the other side to, it's like we're getting more theory or more whatever. And we're always working. And then we come back here on this plane and we're doing the practical. You know, so we have our theory and our practicum. And we just keep,
yeah.
You know, and because we can learn so fast, especially here on Earth, we learn so much faster because of the emotions and the limitations and all these things that we place on ourselves that we work through. And that's our game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd be bored without it, wouldn't we? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Kathy did get back to us. She says mid-20s.
Oh, I didn't get that.
No. I got much, much younger than that.
Me too. Much younger.
So I'm going to throw my date out there, or my age, and then you can throw your age out there, and then we'll bounce it off of each other a little bit. So, Kathy, hopefully this is okay, but I got 7.
That is so funny. I got 5 or 9.
somewhere between 5 and 9. Because seven
I kept
lands
like
right in there.
Between those two numbers. Maybe that was why, because it was in 7.
You know, this is where they're going to freeze us for the video, that where we're, yeah, because it happens every time. So I've been very self-conscious about my laughing now, because I know they're going to freeze us right when we're like,
Yeah.
No more. Okay, so now let's see. Childhood, knowing a little bit about Kathy.
It's around traveling.
Yeah. Oh, she was thinking 6. I thought that was too early. Oh my God, we need to get you on the phone. Do we have a phone number?
Oh, goodness.
I know we do.
Yeah, we do. You probably have it on your...
An old post. I'll look for that, because Kathy, I think it's time for you to call in. We're gonna clear this travel thing.
And we only have like 7 more minutes, so...
Wow. That won't work.
This is going by so fast.
Yeah, we need to keep playing.
Before we get too far off, bees.
Oh, the bees.
The bees.
My gosh, have I had that much happen last week?
Mm-hmm. So I was like, see, they told me you had all these really interesting sessions.
Oh my gosh, I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so connected to nature, because I got to be the dog, I got to be a mantis, and then I got to talk to bees. And I didn't even realize the bees were like a collective of energy, you know, just like the mantis and all of that.
Well, it makes sense, though. I mean, they're in hives, and they're always going and...
They're so smart. And let me tell you, you do not want to see humanity through the eyes of anything else that lives here, because it breaks your heart to see how insensitive we are and how oblivious we are. But that's what I got to see. And the beautiful client that I had is an artist that is creating a tour of art that she has created through the eyes of the bees.
Wow.
And so all of that kept evolving as we were talking. I knew she did art and I knew she had a bee display, but I didn't realize until afterwards when I went to her website what that was. So beautiful work. Just really, the bees might make me cry, because it is really sad to see what we do to the planet. And they are, they're here to help us, you know, they're all here to help. And
you've been dropping just a few things. Give some examples. I mean, I know, yeah, we know that we're not doing good.
The pollution alone, the pesticides that obviously are killing the insects and the bees and stuff like that. But one of the things that they were showing me was the water, the quality of our water going so bad. Yeah. And they're highly intelligent. So I should clarify, this is an ET group of V, just like the mantis.
Okay.
Mirrors the man, you know, the praying mantis. This was a bee group. Mm-hmm. They were representation of the bees that we have.
Okay.
And I have been told that before, that everything we see here on our planet, there is an ET life, an intelligent ET life form somewhere in the system that had brought that here for
that
us.
That makes sense. I mean, everything came from somewhere else, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they made comments before that, you know, you've come from so many different places.
Yeah, so, and we've been so many different things, and, you know, we've all been on these levels. But yeah, it was emotional to look at that and see the pollution, see the decline of just seeing the disrespect, you know, the litter alone, the amount of stuff that the waste, the overuse, the overconsumption, we're just consumers. And it was just like seeing ourselves like that. We were, what's the word for that? Where you overindulge, gluttony. Yeah, the gluttony of it all was just, it was beyond anything I could even put words to, because I was just like, I said, why are we allowed to stay? I mean, we're horrible.
Well, that's why the earth is doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
Get off of me.
So the big message was, clean up your act. You know, you can't live here if we don't live here. And that's the big message, you know, if we don't have the bees, if we don't have the other insects and the birds and all of this other parts of the ecosystem, what do we think we're going to do? You know, we're not going to make it. And
yeah,
so
we don't realize just how important and necessary they
are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Instead, we're swatting and killing everything and spraying it. And
yeah.
So
I had the funniest thing happen beforehand. I was, getting everything prepared, and I had, I guess it was a wasp, I'm not sure, it was something, I've not seen this, I'm going to have to look it up, what kind of body this is, exactly what it was, but it came in, it landed on my computer, on the keyboard, and it's just, you know, I'm trying to type and do things, and it's just, I mean, it just keeps walking around, and I'm like, I'm typing all around it, you know, and it's like, it was just strange. I've had things having strange behavior lately, animals and bees.
Right.
And things, okay, and then it just kept walking, and I'm like waiting for it to get over the key that I need, and then I click it. I mean, it's on the next key, and I'm just doing it really easy, and it just keeps walking around. It's not bothered. It's like it didn't have a problem with me.
Yeah,
but just strange.
Well, you know, after being in the dog body, it that makes sense to me, because they're so sensitive to our frequency. So if you're not bothered by it, why would it be bothered by you? But if you're scared of it, then it's going to feel that intensity. Exactly. And I imagine, you know, those even smaller bodies and compared to our big body frequencies, probably overwhelming.
Yeah, well, I just got the 2-minute warning. So let's go ahead, and we've got classes coming up. So I feel like I need to at least mention that.
Share away, yes.
So we have the QHHT classes coming up. First of all, for level one, you can always do level one online in the comfort of your own home at your pace. So that's always available to you. Then we have a lot of level two classes coming up and some level one live classes coming up. And there, oh my gosh, we are all over the world. We just got back from Peru. And then here at the end of this month, be leaving for China and then going to Australia. Then in August, doing classes in England at Stonehenge, and then also in Spain at Gibraltar. You know, that's where
all of us.
And then, let's see, September, we'll be here in the United States again at Mount Shasta. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
And also at Atlanta, Georgia, we'll do a level one class. And then, let's see, November, we go to the south of France. And then that leads into, then we'll go back to Egypt. Not go back to when we come back to Egypt. So there we go, our Egypt thing. We will get to explore. We will be exploring those pyramids and having all kinds of desert experiences.
Yeah.
And then also, like in the Gibraltar, when we go there, we're going to have a caravan, like a, you know, on the beach. We're going to have camels. It's going to be, you know, a lot of a camel train.
And Julia has promised a video of her riding the camel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I will be on them. I will be there. anyway, I didn't know it's the time. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Are all of the classes on the website now? I know that you added France in there, but is Egypt on there yet?
I think if it's not there, it will be like any day now.
And just watch for that if you don't see it.
Keep watching. And that's all on QHHTofficial.com. I love you all. Thank you so much, Tracy, for, you know.
I can't believe we're done.
I know. It's just amazing. Anyway, I love you all. I love you, Tracy. Thank you.
See you next time. Love you too. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Good night.